Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 161 for Thursday, November 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were bouncing around both sides of unchanged Thursday morning in very thin activity, with many participants sticking to the sidelines while U.S. markets are closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. Canola was up 80 cents to down 50 cents. The January contract down a dime at $429.80 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both softer in overnight activity, and that put some spillover pressure on canola. Crude oil was also down this morning, and that weighed on the vegetable oil markets in general, as traders reacted to news that OPEC would likely not cut output. Relatively favorable South American crop conditions and the record large U.S. soybean crop also weighed on the Winnipeg futures. However, solid end-user demand and a lack of significant farmer selling remained supportive on the other side. The weaker Canadian dollar also lent some support. While the lack of direction from the U.S. markets was keeping activity on the cautious side early in the day, traders did caution that lack of liquidity could also result in some larger price swings as the session progresses. Barley futures, they're up $4, with the March contract trading at $177 per ton. Participants rolling out of the nearby December contract ahead of deliveries and moving into March were likely behind the 25 contracts traded in each month. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded. U.S. markets are all closed today for American Thanksgiving. The Chicago grains and oilseeds will resume trade tomorrow, but with reduced hours. In other news that could provide some direction on Friday, the International Grains Council released a report this morning lowering its expectations on the size of the current world wheat crop by a million tons. The council is now projecting the 2014-15 world wheat crop at 717 million tons, which, while down slightly from the previous estimate, would still represent a new record. Meanwhile, the Grains Council raised its world corn production estimate to 982 million tons, up 2 million from last year. South American growing conditions do remain relatively favorable for crops there, while U.S. harvest operations are expected to be virtually complete for soybeans and corn when the USDA's next weekly report comes out on Monday. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, November 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.